other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My job a lot easier, but still it's like playing a game of chicken with these criminals as they take over every facet of our society and every other major nation and loot the living daylights out of it. The FDA has come out and rejected a ban on bisphenol A, and so people nationwide are demanding that it be labeled. Companies are voluntarily labeling that their plastic is not the cancer-causing sterilant. So government is going to move, they're now announcing, as they've done with GMOs, to not let plastic be labeled. We're going to poison you, and we're not going to let you find out to make your own choice. Just like they've tried to take mercury out of the label of the vaccines, but keep it in there. Follow the money. BPA makers to gross $8 billion thanks to FDA rejecting ban. You will be fed toxic sterilants for men, breast cancer causing agents for women. We've got that report. Homeland Security targets anti-abortion activists as domestic terrorists. This has been going on for a long time. Peaceful anti-abortion activists. I have video of them having their arms broken by police. Now, it's torture in Abu Ghraib or in Dr. Mengele's dungeon. But it's not torture when the police do it. And again, government hiding it in plain view by changing the name to pain compliance is trying to sell torture. I've seen state courts rule tasering to make you answer questions is good. Well, you can't make somebody violate their Fifth Amendment. You certainly can't torture them and make them speak. This is this hiding tyranny in plain view. That's coming up. Also, Arizona passes sweeping Internet censorship bill, legislation to make it illegal to use offensive language online. It's basically an FCC type deal at the state level. And again, don't let people protest abortions, ban cussing. When you take anybody's free speech, oh, I disagree with your speech against abortion. Okay, well, you're going to lose your speech now. You've got to support everybody's free speech or you lose the free speech. Continuing here, new powers to record every phone call and email makes surveillance 60 million times worse. This has already been going on. They're just announcing in England what already is done here. Everything is already recorded. Everything is run through giant NSA hubs. Everything is put through these systems. And the public is now just being acclimated. Just 5 years ago, the media is like, it's crazy. We're not spying on you. None of this is going on. You can believe us. We care about you. We would never spy. That's illegal. To yes, we're spying on everybody. So that's coming up. Also, this report from last Friday got a lot of attention around the web and was linked for over the weekend on drudgereport.com. It's from Infowars.com. Climate change skeptics, a sickness that must be treated, says professor. Global warming alarmist equates climate denial with racism. And we've written past articles everywhere where it's not just her saying, you know, take people to re-education centers. They're saying arrest climate deniers. So these are authoritarians parading around who play this appeal to authority and say, I am your boss. I say you must believe what I say. And it's like Holocaust denial. That's what they say. You must be arrested for that. Well, you must be arrested for this. And now in Europe, if you criticize anything political, they arrest you. First it starts with Holocaust and moves on to that. No free speech. And these people just sit there and say, look, I work for the government. I work for academia. I am your God. Believe what I say or off with your head or off to the gulag, off to the retraining center. These are total authoritarians masquerading as liberals. There's also big gun grabs happening. We'll let you know about that straight ahead.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's already the second day of April 2012. And we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I am Alex Jones, your host on this Monday edition. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Let me tell you what is coming up today during this transmission. Your phone calls. I'm going to have wide open phones. Right now, I'm going, for the first time ever, to control myself. I've said this about 1,000 times, never been able to do it. Go through the basic stacks of news here to give you an idea of what's coming up. And then I'm going to go through different sectors of this throughout the broadcast today so we have time to properly cover it all. Let's just begin over here on my right-hand side. Man whose WMD lies led to 100,000 deaths in Iraq confesses all. Curveball, the Iraqi defector who supposedly caused us to go to war, admits it was all a lie. That is another lie, and the London Independent's biting into it. This is being aired on BBC television. Curveball came after the White House and Downing Street memos that we now have confirmed that they said we're going to fix intelligence with the Office of Special Plans and make up lies and go and find people who will basically lie for us. That is one article of probably 200. Let me go to the next one. Opposition says Syrian rebel fighters to get salaries. BBC. The peaceful protesters that have rocket launchers and have been attacking Syria and murdering people for a year and being called loving democracy activists are now to get public salaries funded by the U.S. government, your money, to overthrow the country and put al-Qaeda in charge, they've said on record, and kill the Christians. The groups that our government is funding are on record saying the first thing they're going to do is slaughter the Jews and Christians and Muslim minority groups there in the country, and Saudi Arabian government is funding it all as well. Publicly. Continuing, nations pledge millions for Syrian opposition. A coalition of 70 partners, including the United States, pledged Sunday to send millions of dollars in communications equipment to Syria's opposition groups. They're just opposition groups, you know, that blow up police stations with bombs led by al-Qaeda. On record. But al-Qaeda's everywhere, and I've got to get my rights up or they're going to get me. Also coming up, I'm going to spend some time on the NFL. Something I don't normally talk about, because they're talking about criminal charges for the bounty program that, by the way, is going on in most NFL teams forever. I mean, I wasn't even a good football player, but you know, did play high school football and was in some games, and they put me on the field just because I would accidentally hurt people routinely. Just had the knack for hurting people, and the coaches would salivate over the fact that many times I would just hurt people. So that's going on. I just had a knack for it. Now it comes out they were paid to hurt people. And the very Justice Department that ships narcotics into the country, and the very Justice Department that ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, and the very FBI crime lab caught framing thousands, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, the head of it, went public and blew the whistle, they're going to now be the good guys, I guess, and start indicting players who would get $10,000 if they hurt a star player like Brett Favre. I mean, and that's nothing to these guys making $10 million a year. It was just entertainment. I mean, that's what they've always, you're always trying to hurt the quarterback. I mean, you might as well just indict the entire NFL in its history. And Vince Lombardi, dig his body up, put it on display, and send the body of Vince Lombardi to federal prison. Because that's what you do in football, is hurt the quarterback. And anybody that says that isn't the case isn't living on planet Earth. Period. It's just so ridiculous. It's like that line from Apocalypse Now, which is based on some of the famous writings of people that have been in combat. Folks like Kurt Vonnegut made these points, and many others, that we court-martial pilots who write cuss words on the sides of their airplanes or discipline them, but then we have them drop firebombs on cities full of children. Again, it's this criminal government always running around acting like they're going after bad guys, arresting Willie Nelson for marijuana, trying to take Willie Nelson's house with the IRS, always targeting some high-profile person to get attention and scare people. It's about fear, mafia fear. The FBI and ATF barbecuing children at Waco. The CIA shipping narcotics in. All right. I'm trying to go through the news. I'm actually moving pretty quick here. I'm going to get into all of that today. I will cover it. And then I'm going to cover this little jewel right here. People thought that I posted a photograph of her that was not flattering, or that Paul Watson did. And you go up to InfoWars.com and see her photo. This is one of the flattering ones. And I'm not going off how she looks, but that became the whole discussion. Now, the dazed control freak sneer like she's a demonic crocodile, that is important. But we can show folks maybe a document cam of this. Climate change skepticism, a sickness that must be treated, says Professor Global warming alarmist equates climate denial with racism. And this is standard operating procedure. This is what they say in the BBC and the London Telegraph and all over the news. Hundreds of them say, take people's children at birth to train them to protect the earth. Arrest anyone who disagrees with the government on this. Arrest Lord Monckton. Arrest anyone that says that there's not 100% consensus. Remember that hoax that there was 100% consensus and no one could say that men and mankind, anthropogenic global warming wasn't the case and that it was an imminent thing that would kill us by 2010, flooded cities, Al Gore said in 2000. Polar bears can't swim, greatest land animal swimmer there is, showing cartoons to school children of drowned polar bears. Total lie, total hoax, and they say, arrest us. I mean, I had the head of the Zeitgeist movement on. I'm not attacking all the ideas of the Zeitgeist movement that they kicked off using my footage in their first film. I'm not attacking them, but I had the guy on the air, and I said, well, what if I won't go live in the big plastic city? What if I won't go along with what you're saying? What if I don't want to be part of this system and have a big computer run everything, which, of course, the globalist program? He goes, well, you'll just have to be reeducated. You'll be sent to a reeducation center. And then I reached out to him a few months ago to come on the show, and I said, look, I want to be friendly. I apologize if I yelled at you and stuff. I could have done that interview better. I really want to hear what you really think. And he said, fine, I'll come on, but here's my list of demands. And one of them was, I apologize for saying that he said I'd have to be sent to a reeducation center. And I remember the interview like 5 years before, and I thought, let me go pull it up, or 4 years before. And I went and pulled the interview up, and sure enough, there the guy was saying that. I mean, that's the world of these people. Like, they say something, and it makes it so. You will apologize for saying I said something I said. And this woman says you're going to be locked up because they say you're mentally ill, like Stalin did people. I mean, these are such authoritarians. They're so dangerous. All over the world, they're inoculating children without parental consent. They're now doing it in California. Abortions without parental consent with 10-year-old girls. The government fights that you can't have a GMO label on a product to know that it's been spliced with other plants and animals or grows its own pesticide inside it so bugs won't eat it. This is amazing. EPA, FDA doesn't want you to know when there's bisphenol A in products and is blocking a ban of it. But at least people know what BPA is now. It is so over the top what we're facing. So coming up, new invasions by proxy of Syria, calling people with rocket launchers and plastic explosives peaceful protesters, and run by Al-Qaeda on record. It's on record Al-Qaeda's running it. Al-Qaeda works for the bankers who kidnapped America. People go, well, what do you mean? Al-Qaeda attacked us. What do you mean our government runs Al-Qaeda? No, no, no. The criminal element that runs our country runs Al-Qaeda. You heard Colonel Schaefer on a month ago say that Anwar al-Awlaki, number three in Al-Qaeda, some argue number two, is an FBI asset. I mean, that's admitted, AP, Reuters, Fox, but just think about that. The guy on TV speaking for Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government. And I'm supposed to not talk about 9/11 being an inside job. By inside job, inside criminal elements at the banker level, the New World Order level, wanted to take our liberties, wanted to set up a police state, wanted to federalize everything, wanted to bring in Agenda 21, and they did it. And they use Al-Qaeda everywhere. I'm not saying Al-Qaeda doesn't exist. I'm saying they're the bad guys. And they work for the New World Order. All right, we've got, when we come back, I'm getting into our top story. Our top story, straight ahead. They're coming for the guns. They've now openly announced it. Obama's coming for your guns. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Normally pretty milquetoast when it comes to defending the Second Amendment, loyal opposition of a sort at the top. They've gotten a little bit better over the last few years, thanks to Gun Owners of America pointing it out and some big fights on their board, but that's another issue. The NRA, National Rifle Association, came out a few months ago and said their internal analysis and lobbying sources show that Obama and his memos say this as well, his promise to Handgun Policy Center, Violence Policy Center, all those different groups, Handgun Control Incorporated. Their analysis shows that he does plan to try to ban semi-autos from manufacture and sale, not just from manufacture. And, of course, you know they're buying up 400 and something million hollow point bullets here, another 300 million other types of rounds there. Every federal agency and state agency are arming to the teeth against the public because it's not our government. It works for the global mafia, the mega banks that have seized the country. Does that mean the average person in those bureaucracies is bad? No. Just like the average German soldier was not a bad person. But who's on top? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, sworn to destroy this country's sovereignty, all on record shipping narcotics into the country and being above the law. Laundering the money, owning the aircraft, Bloomberg, AP, nobody gets in trouble. Wells Fargo, Wachovia. Government shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. In all the federal court rulings, narcotics trafficking. Their informants come in all the time and say, I was told to bring in these 10 tons. The government comes in and says, that's right, please drop the case. Of course, it's $500 billion a year in drugs coming in alone. Of course the big banks that run the country and run the military and run the FBI are running it. The only people they're allowed to bust are the small potato people, the people that happen to have routes to sneak it in that cuts in on the big mafia's money. That's it. When they bust your kid using illegal drugs, they send him to college, prison college, HIV, hepatitis, tuberculosis college. When they get out, they're covered with tats head to foot. They know how to be a good punk now and a good informant to go lie on good citizens and send them to prison. That's why we have the biggest prison population in the world. We have a mafia that runs America. I'm sorry I'm digressing from our top news here. I told you that it was coming. NRA has warned that Obama does plan this in his second administration, like he told Medvedev. He said, I can do whatever I want once I'm reelected. It doesn't matter because the guy running against him, who's the preeminent, you know, Republican or the heir apparent, the media is saying, Mitt Romney's been for victim disarmament and abortion. Obama administration exploits Trayvon Martin shooting to push anti-gun race-baiting rhetoric. From Florida to Minnesota, from Wisconsin to Texas, black youths are now mugging and beating up white people and Hispanics. And when it's in the news, you've got to fight to find out that they're racial attacks. Because, again, the system creates the myth of this wanton white-on-black crime wave. They create this giant myth that all of this is going on. Then people think, well, it's my right to go to the local fair or go to the local event and beat up anybody who isn't black. And then when it happens, it'll be buried in the news that police say that the youth appear to be black and that it's racially motivated. But it's buried in the articles that this is going on. And so why would the system do this? They want us at each other's throats big time. That's what all this is about. And as the Depression gets worse and worse, the bankers don't want us aware of what they've done, unifying against their federal takeover force of the TSA, unifying against their internet censorship. No, they want domestic unrest. The last time the globalists manipulated this, with the media's help in the late 1960s, major cities burned, mainly black areas, destroying their own infrastructure. So the NAACP is begging people not to follow the media's hype on this. And it was used to pass the 68 Gun Control Act. When we come back, I'm going to break down this article by Paul Joseph Watson and, of course, yours truly, Alex Jones. We've got huge news on a bunch of other fronts as well. It is a news overload today. And I'm going to give the number out and take your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level, whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Give the number out here, wide open telephones on any of the issues I've raised or any points you want to bring up. Just have your comment, your question ready, because I'm going to try to move the next person as quickly as possible. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here again are some of the headlines at InfoWars.com right now. Ron Paul says GOP doesn't care about presidents who assassinate American citizens, says that Republicans are in a race to see who can butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution quicker. He said that on national television. We have that video up there on the site. Also, Obama administration exploits Trayvon shootings to push anti-gun race-baiting rhetoric, and they're openly saying they may try to now start restricting the Second Amendment. Supreme Court rules strip searches okay for minor offenses. Again, Supreme Court rules strip searches okay for minor offenses. Continuing, Arizona passes sweeping internet censorship bill. Massive report. Breaking at InfoWars.com. Homeland Security targets anti-abortion activists as domestic terrorists. Huge report. InfoWars.com. Another report by Mike Adams. He concurs with my analysis of the Hunger Games, a glimpse of our own future if the cancerous growth of government is not checked. Another report, environmental toxins may be causing mass cancer wave. And the $15 trillion party, an article by the Economic Collapse. All of that and more at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're also going to premiere here on the radio a short report on Edward Bernays and another important report coming up today. So stay with us for that. Barack Obama on record told his cousin Odinga, a politician in Kenya, that he should stage riots back when Obama was a senator in Kenya to dispute an election between Muslims and Christians in that Muslim-Christian nation, predominantly Christian, so that they would give him a slot in government. Odinga did that, and they created the prime ministership for him. The left is not the left. The right is not the right. These are all facsimiles in a controlled debate. But what they've always had planned in this country is playing the population off against each other, divide and conquer. Now, Biden has gone on CBS News, and we have clips of that and links to that in the article at InfoWars.com over the weekend. And he said previous to that on Friday as well. Now, two statements that they have to look at the self-defense right and repeal people having the right to defend themselves, which is repealing common law. In England, they arrest you if you defend yourself in your own house, even with a butcher knife. They energetically go after you because you've got to be taught to be a total jellyfish, because the instincts of the criminal government are to protect their criminal brethren on the ground, but more importantly, never send the message that you could fight back. Never send the message that you could stand up for yourself. You've seen the cases of, you know, one of the Beatles' wife broke a lamp over a guy in the house stabbing him, and the police almost arrested him for it. Or people have stabbed intruders and gone to jail in England, or been robbed three times and shoot them with a shotgun and go to jail. So that's what they're pushing now. And Obama has got all this civil unrest legislation in place all over the country. From New York to Minnesota, they're putting nighttime curfews in some areas of Arkansas because of gang violence. They've got daytime curfews for adults as well, and just set up checkpoints. They've declared a civil emergency. I've played those newscasts here. And that's what this is all about. I mean, every channel of TV hyping race, hyping attacks, hyping this. Whether Trayvon was in the right or the wrong, or Zimmerman was in the right or the wrong, you got black neighbors that said they saw Trayvon on top of Zimmerman. But the media hardly shows that. ABC News has an interview. NBC has one. I've seen it one time. The police, that's what they say is in the report, is that's why they didn't arrest him, was that Trayvon was attacking him. Neighbors say the guy's, you know, nose was bandaged and was bleeding, Zimmerman. None of that matters, okay? The point is the system has seized on this. And you've got the White House, MSNBC, the New Black Panther Party, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, all hyping civil unrest and violence, getting everybody hyped up. But you got the NAACP leadership coming out and saying this is divisive, this is going to cause problems, this is going to cause all sorts of racial divisions. We do not need burning cities. And then I get these comments and emails and oh, ha, 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 Alex, you're just scared we're going to come get you in a race war and burn down your house. Listen, that is so childish and stupid. Whenever they have these riots, it burns down the neighborhoods and the businesses so that afterwards nobody comes in and rebuilds. And it destroys the economic viability. You know, I'm a pro-gun person, but where I live in the country, there's so much gunfire in the little ranchettes around me that it sounds like World War III. It's annoying to get up at 7 a.m. and like somebody's firing. Sounds like 500 rounds of ammo, and then at noon it's happening. Just constant firing. I will assure you there won't be any rioting out where I live. I will assure you nobody's going to come there and racially do anything. Will whites get beat up going to the mall? Yes, they are right now. Every day the reports are pouring out. Media never says it's racial until it comes out in court later. Are whites being attacked at the fair? You bet. Old ladies, old men especially, I guess. If they weren't anti-black before, they are now. And so they're entering a new phase where it's not going to be whites all bleeding heart and whites all, I'm evil, tax me a whole bunch, take my rights, I want to prove I'm not racist. And now it's going to segue, if the globalists have their way, until a true divided country. The system doesn't want people at barbecues and football games getting along. They want, under the name of multiculturalism, to have everyone looking over their shoulder and thinking people don't like them. Thinking people are out to get them. And just like after the burning cities of the late 60s, they passed the 68 Gun Control Act, federalized stuff. That's what they're testing right now. They're thinking. I mean, it's 100% hyping violence, hyping race war, NBC editing tapes to make Zimmerman sound racist, caught, all of it. Just like the lacrosse team. They're so desperate to find some anti-white information in the control corporate media that they said that the whole lacrosse team, oh, white men raping a black woman, this is pure gold. So whenever there's black-on-white crime, the media will not report it. But whenever they can find somewhere, I mean, Zimmerman looks Hispanic. But they call him white. And then people go, but he looks like Hispanic. Okay, he's a white Hispanic. Because they want to make it white people. You see? Because that's the narrative. They want to get a white versus black clash going here. I mean, Obama, top estimates are about 9% African. Because his dad is part Arab, part white, and part African. If you believe that guy that looks nothing like him is his dad. I mean, Obama looks like he might be 10% African somewhere back there. The word is from Wayne Madsen's investigation and stuff is that really he's Caribbean. So he's got native background, Spanish background, black, you know, the whole nine yards. And that's exactly what Obama looks like. You know, handsome, good looking, Mediterranean, black, Hispanic, white mix. And the point is, are we going to call him a white black person? Zimmerman is a white Hispanic. Now, of course, the first month it was a white guy. It's like a white guy did something. Get him, beat him up. And I'm tired of it. I mean, the white people I know are so politically correct that if they're in a business situation, I've had these discussions where, well, they were asking me, you know, what lady I talked to, but the lady I talked to was black. Am I supposed to say it was the black lady? And the politically correct go, no, you weren't supposed to. But if it was a red-haired lady, you'd say a red-haired white lady or a brunette with glasses. I was a black guy with a red baseball cap. Ah, you don't even say. I saw comments on a huge report we did for the Nightly News that then got posted to YouTube with Sheriff Arpaio and Zulo as top investigator and others on the fake birth certificate. Arpaio gets up and says at the press conference there's been a blackout on this information. And half the discussion was, see, he's racist. Blackout is code for black people. No, a blackout has always meant a blackout, like turn the lights out when bombers come to bomb your city so nobody sees where they can bomb, or blacking things out, like the FBI blacked out the text of the document. That's what a blackout means. Blacking it out. Blackballed. Blacklisted. You know, if they said you were communist in Hollywood, nothing to do with black people. And then there's all the, well, don't call them black people. Call them African-Americans. And black folks are like, no, call us black. It's like Russell Means, you know, Native American leader. I'm like, Native American. He goes, please just call me an Indian. I don't like the political correctness. Again, it's this patronizing liberal destruction of language where they control the language and where our PIO can't even say our findings that this birth certificate's fake has been blacked out and he's a racist. I mean, again, that's the segue into you don't believe global warming is happening or that it's man-made. They're saying all over the news, arrest people. In fact, they're moving to do it in Europe. I saw a BBC article where they have undercover police in restaurants where if they hear you call someone homosexual, if you use the scientific term, or say black, you are arrested. I'm not kidding. You can pull that up. Robin Page, BBC reporter, said we deserve the same rights in rural areas as Muslims and homosexuals. And they said the word homosexual was hateful and arrested him. I had him on. And the news was like, good, he's been arrested. He said the word. And that's so some weirdo like this professor and all these other professors, climate change skepticism, a sickness that must be treated, says professor, global warming alarmist equates climate denial with racism. You see, nothing to do with race. When I criticize Obama for the NDAA, they say, you're not, the media comes and says, you're not really a racist, are you? No, I don't want to be secretly arrested. The system didn't put Obama in there to bring racial unity. The system wants divide and conquer. That's my point. I want everybody, no matter what race, color, creed they are, to have a good life and a good future and to live in harmony and peace. And as we go into this depression, as the system moves us towards civil unrest that they know is going to happen from this depression, they want to shift it into racial conflict so the government can be the referee. Listen to me carefully, because this is the heart of all of it. They don't want the civil unrest to be about the government or police brutality or corruption. Whether it's good or bad, and I say it's bad when a cop shoots a black guy in handcuffs in the back and doesn't get in trouble. They don't hype that up. But when they got a case of a, quote, white guy where they can pull everybody against each other, then the media hypes it. It's about getting us all fighting so the system can play referee and then bring in even more political correctness where they sit up there like the gods and say, you're a racist. You know, when I had History Channel here multiple times, Discovery Channel, Nightline, MSNBC, it's always the same. I'll be talking about 9/11 being an inside job or government drug dealing, and they'll look at me and they'll say, you're not racist, are you? And I'm like, now I'm supposed to say, no, I don't beat my wife. Or no, I don't, kidnap people. It's like saying, you're not a drug dealer, are you? And then they say, well, talking about big banks, you're not anti-Semitic, are you? And I explained to the last group that was here, I said, you injecting that is what's backfired now on the system. And now everybody is becoming anti-Semitic. A lot of people are because you have any opinion on anything. The system uses that because it's a thing to hammer people down. It's something that's, oh, no, I'm not that. And now it's used against everybody. They say that it's anti-Semitic to not believe man-made global warming. They actually say it. It has nothing to do with reality. It's political correctness as a weapon. Obama administration exploits Trayvon shooting to push anti-gun race-baiting rhetoric. Establishments creating the myth of white-on-black violence to take everyone's rights. The Obama administration is supporting, and its supporters, and the establishment media are engaging in a transparent effort to whip up racial tension over the Trayvon Martin shooting in a bid to chill Second Amendment rights and polarize the American people as part of an election stunt. In doing so, they're manufacturing a race-baiting myth that threatens to cause genuine racial unrest. It's already happening. The evil whites are getting what they deserve, so I'm told. The notion that white-on-black hate crimes are a problem of epidemic proportion, when in reality, federal crime statistics prove the opposite is true. Despite a witness telling Sanford police that he saw Martin attacking George Zimmerman, a black witness, before the fatal shot was fired, clearly suggesting Zimmerman was acting in self-defense, the administration has exploited the tragedy to create momentum for the right to self-defense to be abolished altogether. During a CBS News interview, which aired yesterday, Vice President Biden said the incident would reopen debate on the Stand Your Ground self-defense law, which also flagrantly lied about the Second Amendment. He went on to lie about it. And he went on. I'm going to come back and tell you about this, then go to your phone calls. But the point is, this is the reelection bid of Obama. This is it. And Media Matters and George Soros is divide and conquer, get us all fighting with each other, and then government will play the part.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He said, we've got to have the media brainwash the public against individuals owning firearms. And he has said in public letters he believes in the abolition of the individual right to keep and bear arms, which is a declaration of war, against our country and our republic. For far too long, the system has used political correctness to make us all bow down and worship the public criminals that run our lives. I mean, all the Corzine memos are public, that he gave the order to steal the money. Nothing's happened to him 6 months in. Or 5.5 months in, if you want to get technical. Here's the Chicago Tribune. We were reporting on this last week. I've got to say, we're now driving the news. When government comes out with bioethicist groups and says kill babies up to age 3, we force the mainstream media to cover it. We report first. We reported first last week that the government threw out the GMO labels. They got over 1 million confirmed signatures. The government threw out 70% of them and just said they only received 300 and something thousand to demand GMO labeling on all food. Again, the system is trying to block you at every single front from you being able to make your own decision. The government just blocked BPA ban. Most other countries, since we've been exposing it in the last decade and others, have taken the BPA out. Causes cancer, sterility, is deadly. Just from our own sewage that gets into lakes and streams, it's killing the fish and making them sterile. Frogs, you name it. But the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, doesn't want you to be able to not be exposed to it. There's your criminal government. You know, instead of blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians all looking over each shoulders, you know, at each other and all paranoid because the media teaches us that we all hate each other. But the media is there to be the referee, though, and make sure we're all good boys and girls. How about we say, hey, we want labeling of what has cross-species GMO in it. We want to know if plants grow their own pesticide so bugs won't eat it and then you feed it to us. That's the main thing causing all this liver failure on record in all the rodent studies. We want the BPA out. It's actually hurting all of us. But see, it doesn't hurt you in a humiliating way like a couple white guys beating some poor gay person to death, which they make a cause celeb, or some poor black guy getting shot, whatever the case is, but that makes a cause celeb. No, it's just cancer rates thousands of percentile off the chart, a general death, a general curse. You see, we have to set the agenda, and more we are. That's why there's all this internet censorship coming. We got big news on that front coming up in a moment, extremely unconstitutional out of Arizona. I'm going to get into the whole NFL situation. But Violence Policy Center, Handgun Control Incorporated, they've all said they plan to try to completely ban semi-autos in the next administration. The NRA has put out a warning saying that they, quote, do plan to ban types of firearms in the next administration. Eric Holder has been caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and perjuring himself. So we'd be crazy not to know this is coming. And now Biden's saying, oh, yeah, we're going to bring up gun control now over Trayvon Martin. So now it'll be some racial right. Now owning guns is going to be racist. Just like if you don't think man-made global warming's real, you're racist. You're like, but that doesn't make any sense. It isn't supposed to.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.